podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
Welcome to the Darker Side of Boxing Season 3 Bloopers episode. This is something different for you guys. We didn't put Season 2 bloopers out there. We did it for the patrons last year. And we decided this year we're going to do it for everybody. Because, do you know what? We like to have a laugh. We like to have a giggle. And sometimes outtakes on TV shows are really funny and sometimes funnier than the actual scenes themselves in the shows that you've been watching. So we started it last year. We did it with Season 2. We had a few bloopers and we live reacted to them as I played them back. And this is exactly what we're going to do again, Johnston. We're going to do the same thing as last year. We're going to play back the bloopers that I identified during the editing process for Season 3 and the episodes. We're just going to reminisce on those moments and we'll just describe like the feelings at the time of these moments. And, you know, this is the fun part of what we do. Like, we love doing the shows and we love having a laugh and we enjoy talking about the sport and its history. But then when you get certain moments throughout the shows where either there's a mispronunciation, a misinterpretation of a word, you know what's kind of coming as well, and you think, oh my God, I'm going to keep myself composed for this. This is just fun for us. We love this bit. And you know, some might say, well, why are you putting this out there? You know, this takes everything away from everything that you're doing, the hard work that you do. I think people need to realise that it's not an easy process putting these episodes together. And during the course of it, there's moments where we just have absolute fun with it, don't we?
We do. And where people may think, yeah, this is the Dark Side of Boxing, it should be more serious. Unfortunately, with some of these stories, you can't be. It's too comical at times. And it's hard to not react to it. And, you know, in terms of me, when we're reading some of these notes, although I've put them together, yet I still at times struggle to pronounce odd words here and there. And, you know, I'm getting better. I'm not completely... I'm articulate in actual fact. I can put things down quite easily. I'm probably better at producing a story and writing and describing it. And I think this is probably the great time to even to look at this and suggest, you know yourself probably by listening to me at times. Even, do you know what, listening back on these episodes, you can actually hear the fact that I've been pissing myself laughing and you can hear it in my voice and I can't take it away. And we could be talking about a serious matter. So there are times when we have to, I've got to stop again and restart it. Just because, you know, of how dark it can be, but yet you can hear the giggle in my voice. So this is a great explanation for that. And this is why, because we make errors and you piss yourself laughing. It's nothing wrong with that. And sometimes seeing the lighter side of some dark shit is a good way of getting through the episodes, because they can be quite fucking dark at times, can't they, Sean?
Oh, God, yeah, absolutely. And this is why we love doing the show. Like, we love doing the show. We love these moments. We have moments, like, during the recording process where we have to stop and we have to start. And then when I'm editing the shows, you know, I have to go back and listen to it again. And I can't help myself. Like, literally, I cannot help myself but laugh. And the amount of times, like, in the past where I've kept them and I've clipped them to one side and I'm thinking, yo, these would make for a good little show. And this is why we've ended up developing the bloopers episode from last season. And we're going to do it for our other shows as well. Because obviously we do like the Legendary Nights series and we do the Career Profile series. And of course, during them storytelling processes, there's moments where we either mispronounce something, we get something completely wrong, we say a word which sounds rude and we can't help but laughing. We're just immature at the end of the day. That's the problem. Like, we've just not fully grown up yet. And I think that's part of the problem as well, is like, you know, the slightest sort of word that relates to a genitalia area might actually start making us laugh more than what it really should be doing at the ages of what we're at the moment in our lives. But what can I say? Sit back and have a listen to these, because I think you'll enjoy them and we'll enjoy reminiscing on them all. So I'm going to explain what the first one is, and I'll do that for each and every blooper that we have. We'll listen to it live again. We'll play it back to you guys and then we'll just reminisce live about it. And you'll probably hear us laughing at ourselves, which is probably going to be quite strange, but it's just funny. We know there was these funny moments, but what I've done is I've kept them to one side so that, Johnston, you can live react to them, I can live react to them, and you guys listening, you can have some fun listening back to some of these funny moments for us in the show. So the first one on the list comes from the Eamon McGee episode, and it's a certain quote from a certain individual within British boxing, and I'm going to play this for you now, and we're going to listen back, and here it is. Eubank summed it up the best when he said, "Someone should be hung, shot and quartered," he began. "I think it is plain for everyone to see, all the viewers at home to see that was. Listen, everyone has eyes to see, and one makes two. And you know, this didn't add up tonight, and this is..."
I'm sorry. It's not only to mute myself. I was trying to read this earlier, but I'm not going to change it.
Someone should be
really
hung,
sounds,
drawn,
it sounds
and quartered.
Like him, didn't it?
I'm gonna read it out. Go on. And there you go. That is the first one. The Eubank quote. The hung, drawn, and quartered. Trying to do the Eubank voice. It's incredibly difficult, isn't it, to try and do the Eubank voice. God. And I think I actually tried. If I remember rightly, I did actually try it in the show.
Did,
and
you had a shot at it, I think. John.
Yeah, I
did. You've done too bad, either. It's the wording. If you're gonna ever do a career profile on Eubank, that's going to be a hard one to read with some of the crap and how he says things. My goodness, man, you're going to be fits of laughter if we do a career profile on Chris Eubank. My God.
It's the pronunciations of the words as well, and the way in which it's written, and you have to read it in that style as well. Like, sometimes it's written.
As you say, you end up coming out of his voice. You can hear it in your head while you're listening to it.
Yeah, no, that definitely. That was the first one. That was from Eamon McGee. Doesn't seem that funny maybe on the outset, but it's funny because it's just Eubank. You can visualise, you can hear Eubank's voice in your ear trying to read this out at the same time. That was what was funny about it. And obviously, we're trying to record this, and you're pissing yourself. It's laughing, Johnston, and I'm like, right, I'm gonna have to. Helping. You're gonna have to mute your mic now, Johnston, in the background, because I can't concentrate while I'm trying to read this out to people for the story. Because that's what happens. You start, and then it sets me off, and then we're just in this sort of chain of laughter for a few minutes before we can compose ourselves. So the next one on the list then is in chronological order, really, because it's been saved from all of the episodes that we've done, sort of from 1 to 10, and the next one's actually from The Tale of Ray Mancini and Duck Coot Kim, and it's Johnston, and let me guess, it's a pronunciation. Of course it is, it's a pronunciation. It's Johnston trying to pronounce a name, and I'm laughing already because I can remember this and I know what's coming, but it's you trying to pronounce something from the story of Duck Coot Kim and failing miserably at it, but at the same time, absolutely hilarious. Absolutely hilarious. So, guys, I'm going to play this one to you now. Have a listen to Johnston's pronunciation.
"And from then on, his philosophy was to be more like the ancient Huarang." Huarang. Huarang warriors. Huarang. Fuck off. I can't say Huarang. the ancient warriors, I think I'm going to say. Huang, I'm not even going to go with it because that's just going to. Huang? I'm not even versus fucking. This is fucking me right up here now. I knew. Do you know what? I started reading, I was thinking, fuck, I'm going to fall apart on this one. Right.
Oh, guys, just creasing, just creasing in the background, just trying to listen to this again. Like, yeah, I'm not. All I can say is, like, the pronunciation of names from Asia can be quite difficult at times for anybody. But when you throw yourself into the mix, Johnston, who can have a terrible time with pronunciations, yes, it's hard. I'll give you.
I still don't know what's a ancient Huang. I don't even know what it is. If I'm even pronouncing that right, who knows? What did we say in the end? I just go the ancient. I think I'll just scrap the old line tonight in the end.
I think you said ancient warriors. I think, didn't you? I think it was
ancient warriors. Yes, right. Ancient Huang warrior. That's right. Yeah. I don't even know what it is.
You was describing like. I'm not going to try and insult people there by saying it, but I'm just going to say it was like sort of the ancient warriors of China, or Korea, and it was like Duck Q Kim sort of trying to refer to himself as going back to those years where you had all the ancient warriors, and he was trying to live his life like this is the sort of bravery stuff he was talking about. If you remember, like, he's talking about his life in the story, and he's talking about the bravery element of those warriors from many, many years before us, and us trying to pronounce that, you know, from anybody from that neck of the woods probably is thinking, how very dare you insult the name of the ancient warriors.
And then warriors, my God, if they ever heard me laughing at them, I'd chop my head off, I bet. No, God's sake, absolutely destroying them. Them warriors would murder me quite happily.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Well, just like you murdered their names, to be fair. So
exactly. I think. Yeah, this is it. Oh dear.
Now the next one is one from myself, which it happens on occasion where I can completely mess something up. However, I'm not going to take full liability for this next blooper. I'm actually going to blame you. You're laughing already, Johnson, because you kind of know like what's happening here. And the reason I'm going to blame you is because obviously you predominantly put all the notes together for the episode. So like the guys, the way we do it, we have a really long script, so to speak, of how we're going to tell this story and words we're going to use and moments and basically we do it quite professionally for a very small podcast. But there's moments where you'll put the document together, Johnston, and sometimes you don't always have the time to fully proofread a 20 to 30 page document of a story that we're about to tell. And this was a moment where Johnston, I can imagine at the time you was writing this out on paper that you was just having a moment where you was thinking about certain people. And what you did for this was actually you thought of somebody and associated that person with a completely different person, but yet with the same surname. So this is a blooper from, actually, I'd say this is a shared blooper from the pair of us, this one, because I completely, as I was reading it, didn't even realise. And I'm thinking, well, why didn't he even realise this? So anyway, guys, I'm gonna play it to you. Let yous have a listen, and then we'll just talk about it in a minute. He was now known within the mainstream culture in a time when there were even bigger names around, like Marvin Hagler, Sugar Ray Leonard, Roberto Duran, Thomas Hearns, Richard Pryor, Aaron Pryor.
Do you know what's really funny is I was watching Cannonball 2.
Fucking hell, Johnston, how the fuck?
And Richard Pryor was in there, so he's in the film. It's fucking funny. Okay. I can't believe I did that. That's brilliant. Is it really? Oh, that's fucking brilliant.
That's just how your brain works.
Shit. Weren't Cannonball Eve? I don't want to talk about it. Weren't even Cannonball say it else, was it?
Fucking hell.
Hear no evil, see no evil. Sorry, John.
I'm reading it. And then I was like, Richard Pryor. Well, no, Richard Pryor's not a boxer.
Oh, that's fucking brilliant.
All right.
That's in a great flow then as well.
That's a little blooper right there. Saving that, but there you go. Richard Pryor, the professional light welterweight from the 1980s, who had that famous fight with Alexis Arguello. Yes, that's the same Richard Pryor. No, we're talking about Richard Pryor, the comedian, of course. But that is just an insight into how your brain works sometimes. So just let's just go back to it. Was you actually watching it?
I was literally sitting there. I had my laptop on my lap, and I'm watching a movie while I'm going through it and sort of editing the notes. I think I'd already had the information there, and I was just sort of sorting through it. And then I wrote Hagler. I remember writing it. It was about midnight to be fair to myself. And I'm watching Hear No Evil, Say No Evil. I'm laughing, pissing myself. In fact, it was I do remember the moment as well when they crashed the car and he's sitting there. He's like, you let one go. He's like, no, we're in a fucking dump truck. I ain't let one go. So I was pissing myself, creased myself with that. And then obviously I'm just putting Richard instead of Aaron.
Oh, dear.
Brilliant.
It was funny, though. Brilliant. It was funny. It was funny, fantastic. Because I'm literally in the flow of that sentence, and I remember doing the sentence. And as soon as I said Richard Pryor, after I just had Roberto Duran and Hagler and Hearns, I'm thinking, no, this is fucking not right. This is not right.
That's why I picked it deliberately. I could do that often, a bit more often, but that wasn't a deliberate push. I didn't mean to do that to you.
So following on from the same theme and the same episode, Dooku Kim Ray Mancini, that particular tale, is another moment which is a couple of minutes long, and it's actually a really good start to the whole thing, but then it goes terribly wrong when a word comes up, and that word gets repeated on numerous occasions, And this is where our brains start to take a little bit of a turn. So, guys, have a listen to this one.
Ray said, "I knew I'd have to eat a few. But as he once said, I was raised to never quit and would come and come and come." Fucking hell. Oh, dear, what a fucking awful thing to say. All right. You're killing me, man. Fucking hell. If it ain't Duck Goon One and his mates,
Goon One's
coming and coming. Fucking hell. Come, come, come. Oh, that's going to be a difficult one, isn't it? Right. I can't say come, come, come. It's, you know, every time we say it's short. I've lost it. Shit. I think fucking, I don't know. I've got to try and think of something else. Right. Ray said, "I knew I'd have to eat a few." But he also said that I was raised to never quit. And I will keep coming forward and give every last ounce of you. Oh, I can't. I'm trying to change it up. Yeah, I was raised to never quit and would come. Oh, Jesus, starts working as well. Oh, scary me. I was raised to never quit. No. Stop. Right. No. Come on, Arlie. I was raised to never quit. Oh, no. I'm going to do this.
And that, guys, is two minutes. Oh, 2 minutes of Johnston trying to come away from the word come.
I lost myself, mate. Oh, God, I completely lost myself. I don't know what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Oh, God. That's Shit,
that's hard to listen to. It's an insight, guys, into the world of podcasting and how mistakes happen more often than not. And this is what we have to do. We have to try and edit these mistakes out. But I kept them to one side for this specific reason. I knew we were going to have this episode. And you know what? It's funny listening back to it. And I hope, like, you guys understand, like, why it's funny and understand the sense of humour that we have. And, you know, it's just, like, an immature moment for yourself.
So immature.
It's
stuck in my head, and that is it. I'm done. I was finished.
The funny part is,
I'm thinking, was he coming over? Is he coming over that cooking? Is he?
It's the track you're trying to compose yourself, and you can hear yourself sort of like trying to compose yourself, and then to start it again, and then it's like your head's just completely gone. And this, guys, is the beauty of podcasting, like. When you do things like are not live and you can record them like that, you can actually edit all this stuff out. And this is essentially what we do for the main stories. But, oh man, this bloopers episode is just reminding me of those moments. And I think they're great. It's just, honestly, there's some great moments there. And we are going to move on because we've got quite a few more yet. Now, the next one comes from episode number 4 of the season. And that was Leon Spinks's episode. Now, there was a few people that I spoke to off the air, a few friends of the show and people that I speak to. Jamie Albrecht is one of them who speaks to me personally and talks about the shows that we do and has been on the fight previews and reaction shows on the main network. But I told him that there was a moment in the show and I said it was so hard for us to try and compose ourselves because, yet again, it was just the way it was worded and the way we had to try and deliver it, you know, in a way which... It's impossible to compose yourself. I mean, this is probably why we ain't classed as professionals doing this job, because we can't help ourselves with stuff
certainly
like this.
Not. No way. Yeah. But professionalism went out the window at this point.
But this is another one from episode 4 with Leon Spinks.
Then, the evening before the fight, Emmanuel Stewart and Lafata went to Leon's hotel room to check in on him. When they got there, Leon is laying on the bed naked, cock like a broomstick.
He's cock like a broomstick.
Oh, for God's sake, man.
So there you go. That was cocked like a broomstick. That, yeah.
That's
that.
Emmanuel Stewart, that. Emmanuel yeah. Stewart, that's what he said. It's Emmanuel killed it. I mean, yeah. Cocked like a broomstick. And everything we've been through with Leon at that point. Oh, you could visualise. Oh, dear.
Oh, yeah, that's another good moment.
Bells to pieces again. Yeah. Oh, my goodness me. Cut like a broomstick. That should have been the title of the show. Yeah. Leon Spinks. Cut like a broomstick.
Oh, God. Well, we've got another one for the list, and it's from episode number 5, the story of Rick Elvis Parker and Tim Anderson. And I'm going to play that one for you now. As he flashed his cash, they showed him the gash.
I wrote that because of that thing you sent me as well.
Yeah, you know, splash no gash.
Sorry, God.
Oh, that's all right, okay. There you go, flashing the cash and getting the gash. Well, that has actually come from that meme that I sent you on WhatsApp, and there's a I don't know if any of you guys in the UK like listen, I don't know if you guys will remember it from the sort of early to mid 2000s, maybe even before that as well, but that's when I was starting to go out, you know, when I was in my sort of late teens, and there used to be guys, toilet attendants to call them, some people used to call them bog trolls. I mean, it was just like some derogatory terms for it, but we used to go in, they used to have all the aftershaves on the side, and they used to have all these different sayings, and one of them was no splash, no gash, and there was a meme that I found on social media, and I remember sending it to you, and it just brought back some sort of nostalgic memories from nights out, and then the fact that you managed to sneak that into the episode completely threw me off, because I really wasn't expecting that line. And even though, you know, I do skim over things before we do the shows, I just completely missed that bit. So at the time I'm doing it, I'm like, oh my God, my head is just going, I can't believe he's put the gash, and I'm just like, I just crumbled.
That one was deliberate, by the way. The Richard Pryor wasn't. That one was deliberate.
So this is from the Chuck Wepner episode, and yeah, I'm just going to play it, man. I've got past the point of just like even trying to explain things now. It's just, I'm going to let the actual clips do the talking and then just react to them straight after it. When he arrived at the hotel later that night, Mrs. Wepner was sat on the edge of the bed wearing the sexy powder blue negligee, and she said, "Okay, big shot. Is the champ coming to right?" Oh, fucking hell. I'm gonna... Yep, good old Mrs. Wepner, Phyllis Wepner, and that beautiful little line that she throws out there. I couldn't help it. It just made me laugh straight out.
You weren't expecting it, was you?
No, again. I'm telling you.
I knew it was coming. I was already laughing.
This is it. I'm telling you now. This is, I swear down, you put them sections of these episodes purposely on me. I know for a fact you do. This
is... I swear to any word. I was looking at it and I was thinking, I wanted to end the sequence with it, because I knew you'd be a reaction. But oh, good old Phyllis Wepner, what an absolute legend you are. Love
you. Yeah, brilliant. Right, well, let's move on to the next one then. I'm going to play the next one for you guys. I'm not even going to introduce it, just let you listen to it. Let's go.
John Brown was less enthusiastic about signing Morrison, and he told the Bonar Springs Edwardsville Is it Bonner?
Bonner.
Oh, shit. Well, John Brown was less enthusiastic. is it as well? It's Chef Tane, isn't it? Chef Tane?
Oh, dear. Oh.
Fucking hell. Honestly. Springs. Come. What's going on in my head? I have to worry about myself now.
So. I know. I don't know what's going on. Honestly. This is just brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Honestly, I like... It's good to reminisce on him, because this is, again, we keep saying this is the funny part of it for us. Like, we just have these moments, don't we? And just, you can't help it. Like, sometimes the words just associate with exactly what they associate with, and you just can't help yourself.
I do wonder where Bonus Springs and what that looks like, Bonus Springs.
I wonder what Bonus Springs looks like. Yeah, Bonus Springs. It's like that place in the UK, isn't it? Cockermouth. It's just like a really strangely named fucking place where it's like, imagine saying that. Where do you live again? Yeah, Cockermouth. It must be the butt of literally the butt of some jokes.
Yeah, yeah, just the write off of Bonus Springs.
No offense to anybody in Bonus Strings, by the way. Like, we know it's not. It's
yeah.
Right, let's go for the final one then. Final one on the list.
Let's do it.
The floor supervisor was a woman of German descent whom Morrison called a Hitler bitch. He said she was the...
Sorry. I can't mute myself. Sorry.
Right, I'll do that again. Yeah, there's Johnston laughing at a Morrison moment. Yeah, the Hitler bitch. Yeah, I mean, it's... It just can't be helped. You know. It just can't be helped. I mean, it's just like ridiculous, like moments where you've got to read these quotes out, and sometimes it's like it's the way you deliver them as well. Like, I know sometimes I can deliver them in a certain way where it's like quite emphatic, and it kind of probably comes across like it's meant to come across that way because you can kind of envision the characters saying it in that way as well, and that is why. You know, I put emphasis on the tone of them when I do it as well, because you know exactly, like, this is surely how they'll have said this line, surely.
Yep.
And that is exactly why I ended up going down that way. But, oh my God, like, the whole season has just brought up some absolutely ridiculous bloopers that are just hilarious to go back and listen to. And, do you know, like, we hope you've enjoyed it, like, listening back, and I hope it's been worthwhile for the last half an hour, us going through the bloopers and listening back to them and, you know, just reminiscing on it, and I hope it's been a bit lighthearted for you. But if it hasn't, and you know what, it's a pointless episode, just let us know. Let us know if it's a pointless thing, and if you think we should just stick it to the patrons only, we'll just let them have it in future. Here's a bit of extra content for you guys. Not that you don't support us, of course you do. No, if you do think it's funny, on a serious note, if you think it's worth keeping in there, we'll do a bloopers episode for every season, because, let's be honest, Johnston, it happens near enough every episode. There's probably more than two or three per episode. I just chose to get a specific set for you and keep them to one side. But it's not just that. While I'm editing as well, sometimes it's when I'm in the flow of editing, I don't want to disrupt what I'm doing to kind of step aside and put every single blooper in there, because I don't think every single one of them is going to be found that funny as well. Like, I think some of these were just funny because they were like ridiculous pronunciations that are incredibly difficult to do, or they're talking about coming and boners and, you know, like flashing gashes, and you know what I mean? It's like,
there's definitely like a sexual element to these ones, isn't
yeah,
what is
absolutely.
Going on?
Yeah,
I think it just shows you like just how immature we are at times, to be honest with you. Because if it was a fart, or if it was a shit, or if it's a sexual reference, we always find ourselves laughing at them. Stupid, but true.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, that is it for this bloopers episode. We hope it has been a welcome addition and a light-hearted episode for you guys to listen to. But as I said earlier, if it isn't, and it isn't of any relevance, and you don't find it entertaining, and it isn't worth us having this here next time, please do let us know, seriously, because, you know, we think it's a little bit of additional content for those that may have a similar sense of humour that might enjoy it. But if it's not for you, just tell us it's not for you, and we'll make a decision for the next time round, because, you know, if people don't want to listen to stuff like this and they just want to stick to us with our storytelling elements, then of course that's all we'll stick to, and we'll listen to what people tell us. But if you don't tell us, then we're just going to keep sticking it out, and people are just going to keep downloading it and listening to it.
I'll tell you one thing, we're definitely going to get, especially me, we're definitely going to keep fucking up at times, unfortunately. But, you know, it's good. It keeps us going. It keeps us young, all this laughing. That's what it is.
It is, yeah. You know what? This is what we need to tell you guys. If we wasn't having fun doing this, what the hell is the point of doing it? Like,
yep.
First and foremost, to be sat there recording for hours and researching for hours at a time to then have these little opportune moments where we can actually have a good giggle at it. I suppose it's like not taking ourselves too seriously at times. And they're just kind of the moments, like, you know, we always say, we're not financed professionally, we're not heavily financed like other podcasts are. We do this off our own back. We use our own time to do it. We don't get paid for doing this. We both have our own jobs and have our own livings to do in general. But this is something we'd dream about doing on a daily basis. We could do this every single day and have an absolute ball doing this. It wouldn't be work. It wouldn't be work for us. Absolutely not. But it's these moments that kind of let you know, like, the human side of us and just us in general and our humour. And I hope you have enjoyed it. And if you have or you haven't, let us know at darker_side_pod on Twitter, or you will see it retweeted and reshared on the BTR Boxing Podcast Network Facebook pages, Instagram pages, TikTok audiograms, you name it, we're there, we're everywhere. Please make sure you let us know either way. And a big shout out to you patrons, of course. We've got to give you a shout out because, you know, this was a little bit of additional content for you guys last year that didn't go out everywhere else. This time we have, and we hope you're not offended by that, because I think it's worth letting everybody who listens to this show have this moment to just have a laugh about it and understand that we're just human at the end of the day, and we're just two guys that just love doing what we do and have a laugh and have a ball and have a blast while we're doing it. But at the same time, want to produce some really great shows that you guys enjoy listening to. So, Johnston, that is it for this bloopers episode. Yeah. I'm sure they will be a next time because there is other shows. There's other shows coming up. We've got Career Profiles, Legendary Nights, Dark Side of Boxing again next year. I'm sure there'll be many, many more bloopers to come. But that is it for this episode, and that is it for the remainder of Season 3. We hope you've enjoyed the season in its entirety. The main stories, the after shows, the special guests, the bloopers, the wrap-up, everything. We hope you've really thoroughly enjoyed Season 3. Thank you for supporting us, and we'll see you next year for another season of The Darker Side of Boxing. Podcast Network.